Okay, we continue with the Tanya, with the Chassidus Mavaris commentary in the second volume of the Chassidus Mavaris, Perek Yud Gimel Chelek Dalet. We're discussing how the Beinoni has many aspects similar to the Tzaddik, and he can get great moments of tremendous amount of love, as we talked about, but he's not been able to defeat the evil and eradicate. He can defeat, but he can't eradicate the evil that's in the animalistic soul.
Say vanquish.
He can vanquish it.
No, he can't vanquish it.
What is vanquish? It's final.
Okay, good. He can't vanquish it.
Yes.
Okay. So we continue now. We still have to get to this idea of how this Tana was able to think mistakenly that he was a Beinoni when he was really a Tzaddik. That was one of the original questions that the Tanya started off many years ago.
No, just 3 years ago we had that question.
Okay. So we're saying there's a lot of outward similarity, when it gets all excited during davening and it can't snuff out that evil. So we continue now, Avol Bebeinoni. So in yours it's the bottom line, and with us it's in the middle of Kuf Pei Vav. But that's only by a tzaddik who's able to totally get rid of the yetzahar, the animalistic soul. Avol bebeinoni hu tzerech mashal ke'adam shiyashen. But by a beinoni, the best you could do to the animalistic soul is to like put it to sleep. Shachalach suvaleir mishnaso. But just like anything that falls asleep, can wake up. Kacha rabba beinoni hu ke'yashen becholol asmali. So too the evil in the beinoni, it's like it's asleep in the left ventricle, because we said that's the residence of the animalistic souls in the left ventricle.
You set the phaser to stun.
Oh yeah, we set the phaser to stun, right? Bishas kriya shma utvila. So when you're saying shma and davening, shalibo bor b'avas Hashem, your heart is burning with the love of Hashem. V'yachach yochal lios chosev v'neir. But then it can return back and wake up that evil in the left ventricle. Now, we're getting to our commentary here of the Chassidus Mavaris. Kvivas v'achnos ha-ro el ha-tov v'shas tfilas ha-beinoni yel derech moshel kom yoshem. The subjugation of the evil by the good during the prayer of a beinoni, that is as an example of a sleeping person. Sh'av v'shas ha-shena kochas ha-nef ha-shena pal maguf. Because even when the person's sleeping, mamish, the animalistic soul is not working. Mikomakam was battle call, but hasn't been nullified. Because Sharodam is er mishinasa kechas chosum pul pulosum goof. When a person wakes up every morning, the animalistic soul is ready to go, even though it's been quiet for the last few hours.
Even though you're tired.
Yes, v'kach eitzel ha-beinoni b'shas ha-tfilis. So it is with the beinoni when he davens. Haral and his battle b'mo. The evil's not been nullified at all. Alurak v'chin ha-shin. It's like it has become asleep. Therefore, at that time, it has no arousal for pleasure to this world. But after davening, the evil returns, and it wants all the pleasures of this world. Now, in the fine print, on the next page, he gives a conclusion of up to this point of what he's been saying. Even during davening, although externally may look like this, the Beinoni is not on the level of a tzaddik at all. Zero level of tzaddik. By a tzaddik, the essential evil in the heart's been nullified totally, even not during davening. Even though during davening, by the Beinoni, the evil seems to be moved away, it's only subjugate to the goof, to the good. It has no desires during davening for the physical world. But the main evil is still very existent, it's very strong, and it returns when it wakes up from its sleep. Now, al yisod ze mamshich rabbeinu mavaris divrei rabba. Now, with this, see, it's interesting that the Tanya himself doesn't answer the questions. He just thinks you've got enough information to answer the question.
Yeah.
So the Chassidus Mavaris helps us out and spells out what the answer to the question was. So, and we'll see. He will explain it. He's going to say it, but he's filling in the blanks here. So he explains the words of Rabba now. Shomal Atzma could go on a Beinoni. Rabba, great rabbi in the Gemara, said, look like me, I'm a Beinoni. And Vehiksha Rabbeinu and the Tanya asked way back. He said, Eich Tor Rabba Ba'atzma Lomer Shu Beinoni. How could Rabba make such a mistake and think he was a Beinoni? Harilo Pasik Pum Migursa. He never stopped learning. He was always speaking, learning all day long. When it came time to kill him, the Malach HaMavis, to take him away, he couldn't, because he was learning. How could he make a mistake and think he's half with Averis? Remember what our original interpretation of Benoni was?
Half
misses, half Averis. He didn't do an Averis. Viteritz, and now you see the answer over there, he says, Tafil Mishi Yeshlo Rak Oven Kal, Kvenik Russia. We know now, even person holds on to one small Avera, he's called a Russia. Vin King Al Korcha, Beinoni, Aimbo Afil Oven Bitl Torah. So the Beinoni can't even have the Avera of wasting time from Torah. Even that, you know, relatively minor Avera, but it's not. It makes you a Russia. And that's why Rabba thought he's a Beinoni. Even though you learn a lot, it doesn't mean anything. Right? It doesn't mean anything. As you already said before, you could be learning and learning and learning. Doesn't mean you're a tzaddik.
But at least you're a Beinoni.
Doesn't even mean you're a Beinoni.
But at least
you could be learning and still
we'll
hold on to
we'll
it.
See.
But you're not wasting time.
But now we spent a long time explaining the difference between a tzaddik and a Beinoni is. That the essential evil after davening is still back. That wanting all the physical pleasures of this world. We certainly know by Rabba, he never had any desires for physical things. Because no doubt, he really was, by definition, what the tzaddik is. Question: how could he still think he's a Beinoni? He didn't. He has no averos. He cannot have done one averos. Clearly, he didn't do an averos.
But is he
didn't do an Avera, how could he think that he is still a Beinoni? But as we explain, that if by the Beinoni, even though he's diving on fire, hasn't nullified the Ra, is asleep. Now we'll understand what Rabbi meant when he said it was a Beinoni, as the Tanya himself will now continue. Now we're on the bold words, now you're back into your Tanya, right about at the top, right?
Why, when you sleep, the evil inclination goes away, but you're still dreaming, the mind's still active.
Yeah, but you have no desires for this world. You have no physical desires for this world. Therefore, Rabba could assume he was a Beinoni. So even though he never stopped learning a minute of his life, and all he wanted was Hashem's Torah day and night, with great desire, and a heart, a soul that's desiring of Hashem, with great love, just like all day long he felt that way, right? So now, that's what the Balatanya is saying, but what's going on? So now, Chassidus Mavaris explains. Madregos is Rabba Hiskavov, and now it's Rabba Yoser. His level was much higher than the person who his whole life is Torah. He's higher than that level. Higher than the level of a person learning Torah day and night. He got me Shalom Torah Lishma. Even a person learns Torah for the sake of learning properly, Yom V'lai day and night. Come on, we ain't Lanu. His only heart's on fire only during davening. Avalobish says, not when he learns, because when he's learning, he's trying to figure out what he's learning. It says in the brackets. Next page, Kuf Peches. Avaleitzel Rabba Ve'Rabba, we know. His heart was full with love of Hashem when he was learning. With all these yearnings. So skip the brackets. His heart was on fire when he learned, just like a regular person, a Beinoni during davening was on fire. He was on fire the whole time. Rabbi became still and all. Hechshiv Rabbi Zad Raki Benoni. He still thought he was only Benoni. Ulachur miyachesh Rashi believe by a kafu batal ato b'chol hayom kulo mikoach ava azal Hashem shibor b'skalsivo. So, but it would appear that after the evil seems to have been subjugated totally to the good all day long, because of this great love that was burning with him all day long. You have to say he's a tzaddik and not a beinoni. Based on what we said earlier, that even the beinoni's prayer doesn't nullify the evil totally. It's like an aspect of being asleep. Now we can understand Rabbi's mistake. Because he thought on himself mistakenly, the evil has not been nullified. Elu yoshein, it's asleep. Kol hayom, all day long. In other words, by the Benoni, it's only asleep by Shema and davening. So sleep maybe 2 hours a day. So he figures, okay, I extend my fiery love beyond davening. I extend my fiery love even during learning. And I learn all day long.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just able to be on fire all day long.
I'm still benign.
But who's to say I vanquished my evil?
Maybe it's just
evil. It doesn't arouse because it's still asleep. So he felt he was a better Beinoni than other Beinonis.
Right.
That he puts the Yet, the Ra, asleep all day. Just keep giving it narcotics. Right? You can take the worst criminal, if every 4 hours you give him a shot of whatever, laughing gas.
Morphine,
right? You knock him out. He sleeps the whole time. So he'll never be able to think anything wrong. Right? Therefore, so now, look at the brackets. But really, Beinoni can only muster this up during davening. But by Rabba, he said, what's going on all day long? But wait a minute, Beinoni only can do this during davening, but he said, I went through it more than that. So why does he still think he's a Beinoni? Now we continue with the next couple words.
But if the enemy has to fight the evil inclination at any point during the day, does that not take him down from being
No, fighting also doesn't mean it's still there. So now, says the Tanya, v'nidma be'enov, it appeared in his eyes, ke beinoni ha-mispokyam, he felt he was like a beinoni who was davening all day long.
24/7.
Because we know there's a statement by the rabbis in Brochas that say, halavai shespaladim kol yom kol. We wish a person could daven all day long.
Well, David HaMelech said, ani tefillah.
Right. So now, continues the chasudus mevores till the end of the chapter now.
Whoa.
In addition to the levels of a Beinoni, as we explained earlier, Yesh Madrega Nasev is an extra level of Beinoni. Gavod Yosha, the highest level of Beinoni.
Look at this.
A Beinoni who davens all day long. So in other words, as long the Beinoni is fortunate that he distracts the evil. But usually a Beinoni distracts it only during davening. But what if I can put myself to level? It's like I'm davening all day long.
Yeah.
So that's what that level is. Page Kufedes. He's more, finally more. Amr of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai shispal adam kol yom kol. It would be great if a person could daven all day long. Upir shadon fashu. What's the simple meaning mean? Shaf al pishlut filos chova yesh man kavu. Even though the obligatory prayers have a specific set time frame, you can give philanthropic prayers all day long. It's even a good, nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to sit in the shul mat and just daven all day long, but you really were davening, that'd be a great thing. That'd be a great thing if you.
I thought you spent all this time learning.
Listen, that's
absolutely. Is that
you'll
same?
See. You'll see. You'll see. Okay. So that's the simple meaning. Let me first explain the simple meaning of this. The simple meaning is, the person wants to daven all day long, be a nice thing to do. That's a simple, not going to any chasidus. But you go a little deeper. What does Rabbi Yochanan really mean? Again, just look at the simple words, but on a deeper level. Halavai a person could extend out his prayers throughout the whole day. Why? The main thing of davening is cleaving of the soul to Hashem. The avas Hashem, with loving of Hashem. as we said, because davening time is an auspicious time that a person can connect his three higher levels of the spheres, Chachma, Bina, and Das, to Hashem, and to arouse his love like fiery coals. If so, al yidei shonam mispal meshkol yom, verse in davens the entire day, person's able to daven a whole day long, he could be at a level of dveikus, cleaving to Hashem, and arousing strong love like fiery coals by revealing their heart all day long. Look at footnote 45. Like the Gemara talks about the early chassidim. They spent 9 hours a day davening.
Three hours
each prayer.
One hour preparing
for davening.
So that's considered davening?
Sure. You're preparing yourself.
The hour already taking you away from that concentration to Hashem.
No, you're concentrating. You're divesting yourself from negative vibes and negative thoughts and anything about this world. That's part of getting close to Hashem.
Yeah.
Then you spend the hour being there at the top. They need an hour to go down. You got three times a day.
It's very similar to an elite athlete today. Most elite athletes, before they play the game, they have at least 45 minutes of stretching to an hour of stretching of warm-up. Then they have the game, and then a lot of them warm down. They have the cool down at least half hour, 45 minutes.
Right.
So that's just for davening. I mean, that's just for working out. Could you imagine for davening how much even more important it is? You got to warm up before you get in there, Sam. You don't want to pull a spiritual muscle when you're davening.
Okay. So he finishes in footnote 45. Mitoch dveikus. I mean, he said it comes from a true dveikus. Okay. Okay. Until the Gemara asks, so what's happened with this Torah?
Mm-hmm.
But be that as may, that'd be a good thing. Let's go back upstairs. Middle of age. That's the level of a Beinoni who davens all day long. He davens all day long in a way that the love of Hashem burns all day long in his heart. Now, even a Beinoni on such a high level, he's not at all the level of a tzaddik. Ella Bedaris, but he's still a Benoni. Why? Even though the heart's burning all day long with the love of Hashem, the evil is pushed off from the place. It has no desires in the left ventricle for this world. Still not a level of tzaddik. The evil has not been nullified at all. Is having a long, long sleep. And Himshev has al pnei kol yom, go there, last whole day. Now we can understand, move on. You can understand where Rabbah can make a mistake and think he was a Benoni. The fact that his heart burning. Now he wasn't davening a whole day long.
He was learning Torah.
He was learning Torah, but these people can have their hearts burning from Torah. So, Goli, God, Mishas, Alibu, Ainam, and Shikil, so he didn't feel he reached the level of Tzaddik. He thought he was a Beinoni who's like one who davens all day long. For such people, their hearts are burning all day long, but still not called a Tzaddik. So now, the next little sikkum is very important. Now, remember what the Gemara said. He brought it right again in the beginning as well. Horas Chazal. The rabbis teach us, and I will understand the depths of what this chazal means. Even though the whole world says, you're a tzaddik, this is the oath that we make the soul make before it goes into this world. Listen, little soul, even if the whole world says you're a tzaddik, tzaddik ato, heyei be'einecha kerasha. In your eyes, you should be like a Russia. What does that really mean now?
In your own eyes.
Hainu, what does it mean now? Shiyachzik asm lebeinoni. Consider yourself a beinoni. Which is, titachan gam lemish, that idea that the Gemara says, we already said this, but this can apply how far? Titachan gam lemish, libo barbe esh, ke esh, yavas shem yom, even for a person's heart's on fire all day long. Shkamalavar mechazal, shachzal, still you should think you're a beinoni. Because how do you know it's different? Because at the end of the day, maybe you're not a level of tzaddik. How can my heart be on fire all day long loving Hashem if I'm a Benoni? Because why? Because you can be at the level of Benoni who's davening all day long. And that's the reason of Rabba who said, like me, like I'm a Benoni. Because he wants to fulfill the words the rabbi said, so he's considered yourself like a Rasha. That you haven't vanquished the evil part inside of you has not been vanquished. Like we said, the Benoni, the Rasha part is there, but it doesn't rule, doesn't make the final psak. Even though he really was a tzaddik, he had no yetzer at all, but how could you know? In other words, you can't always know what's, you know, if the things, how can you tell? Imagine you ask a doctor to check a patient, you know, now without all the medical equipment. Like get rid of all those things that check the waves in the brain and all that. Just ask that, listen, take a look at this guy, right? And the guy is sleeping. Has been sleeping for a long time. But the doctor doesn't have years to be with the patient. He has 3 hours to observe the patient. And he sees the patient's asleep. Now, what would the doctor say? Well, I could say it's one of two things. Either he's asleep or he's in a coma. Right? Could a doctor, without equipment, could a doctor know the difference?
Sure.
Without equipment?
You can wake him up.
Well,
if you have no response to the logic exam, yeah.
But they're sleeping. They're sleeping.
No, if you have pain, you will respond to pain, like you squeeze.
Okay, right, but I'm saying, let's say he can't. He only can look at the patient. He can't touch. He can't do anything. Just look at it. Just look at it. Yeah. But I need. No, you can't look at anything else. Just what do you see? Is he asleep or got a coma? You know, I don't know. Can't tell. I guess people in coma can snore also. No, right. Mm-hmm. So how do you know? You'd have to have sophisticated equipment or at least some way of telling. So Rabba said, listen, I don't know. I don't have any thoughts of Yetzer come in my mind, but I could be a Benoim. I'm just so busy. I've just put my Yetzer to sleep. I'm the highest level Benoni. He at least admitted he's the highest level Benoni.
Elite.
Right? But it could be it's only because my Yetzer is just sleeping. And if I'd ever stop, you know, it would get a chance for it to want something of this world. It could. And that would be his mistake. All right, let's take a look at footnote 46.
So is that a mistake on his part then, or is that true?
The rabbi said, you should always be, now you'd need a Rebbe to tell you, no, you are a tzaddik.
Yeah.
A Rebbe would say, listen, I want you to know you really are a tzaddik. All right.
I mean, is there an evil inclination lurking within the person? Like, I mean,
that you don't know.
Right. So how would a rabbi know, a rebbe? How would you know?
They know. Oh, come on. They know it's lying.
Are you comparing
only
to
another
you?
Tzaddik?
Some of you go like to the Baal Shem Tov, he'd look right through his neshama. Yeah. He'd look right in there. He says, left ventricle, nothing there. Arizal would look right. He doesn't need no. He had the best equipment
diagnostic
there, Arizal.
Equipment.
He'd look right into that left ventricle. He takes a look, scopes it. Oh, nothing there. He's a tzaddik. Another Benoni? Oh, no, it's still there. It's on my radar. They had the best, the Rizal had the best sophisticated spiritual equipment. They could look right into your neshamas. The Chayza from Lublin.
The Kotzker Rebbe, he could look through you?
You didn't want to go to these guys. They could look right through you. You could be dressed up like the frumest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He could see Russia! Real Russia! Ooh. They could see anything. So you wouldn't want to hang around those guys
unless you wanted the Ebbets. If you wanted the Ebbets.
So those are the ones who could tell.
Go there.
Okay, 46, footnote 46. Ikar kiyum harazu shalo yismach al mashal mar milo tzadikah. The main fulfillment of the rabbi's directive to not rely on the world that says you're a tzaddik. Right? That's what Gemara says. Avolim yesh lo holchachas acheiro shu tzaddik. What if he has other proofs that he's a tzaddik? Okay. In other words, people saying you're a tzaddik is no proof. Right. But there could be other proofs. As I ain't hesek b'kach, she has a gospel tzaddik. It's no loss to think you're a tzaddik. In other words, the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is not saying, should always think you're like a Russian. It says like this, even if the whole world says you're a tzaddik, you should think you're like a Russian. I mean to say, public opinion doesn't carry any weight. Hmm. But everybody you see says you're a tzaddik.
Doesn't matter.
But there could be other proofs that you're a tzaddik that the Gemara is not excluding. In other words, if there's a different proof that's a tzaddik, then you could be a tzaddik. Then there's no loss. Va'adrav, the opposite. We've already find in many places. Just like you need to know your flaws. Everyone needs to know their flaws. You also have to know your virtues. The real damage comes when a guy's not a tzaddik, that he shouldn't make a mistake. But still in all, and now you see, for example, some Gemaras where you might think certain rabbis were very arrogant. But it's not true. Many tzaddikim testified, I'm a tzaddik. Why? They know they're a tzaddik. But not because the world said they were tzaddikim. From other proofs. They really were tzaddikim. Right? Well, in brackets, you have to say based on this, you know, tzaddik, a guy himself can't say he really hates the evil truthfully, unless you're really a tzaddik, so it's hard to tell. But if there'd be other ways, again, if you had a great Kabbalist said, you are a tzaddik, I'm not going to argue with you. There's other ways to prove you're a tzaddik, but the point, it's not, the world opinion is not opinion that we can use to say you're a tzaddik. Last paragraph upstairs. That's why Rabbi said, like me, I am like a Beinoni. He wanted to fulfill the dictum of be in your eyes like a Russia. Even though he really was a tzaddik, that no Yetzirah. Footnote 47. This instructive to think you're like a Russia, it only applies to somebody who really there's a place that you could make that mistake. He thought, in other words, you know, there's reason to say, well, maybe I'm not a tzaddik because maybe I'm asleep all day, or evil's asleep all day, but otherwise not. But that's a very important point as well. If you really are a tzaddik, you have to know you really are a tzaddik. It's also an important point to realize. This all really fit very well with what we explained in the early class, the last 2 days of Yom Tov, from the Darchei Noam, who says, you know, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they loved Hashem. They had a tremendous love for Hashem.
Silver.
Right? That was only level of silver, right? Why? Because maybe the love of Hashem only put the evil to sleep. Right. Only put the evil to sleep. But how do you know it's not going to come back? So that, you needed the yira, you needed the fear, to tell you that it's not gonna come back.
That's the goal.
Okay, so at that level, they were tzaddikim, cause there was no reason to say that it's going to come back. Alright, that's a good place to stop. Now we have to then move in next week, we go to the Mida of Emes, for the love of Hashem, for a Beinoni, and that will be next week.
So tzaddik can only define by self-evaluation?
Well, it'd have to be honest self-evaluation. Better others should say you're a tzaddik. We're talking about these guys. These kinds of people are very rare people, and you'd have other people that their opinion really counts would acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, you know,
it's not that many
there's so few. You know, it becomes fairly obvious. You know, the great if another tzaddik acknowledges that you're a tzaddik. Then you're a tzaddik.
Do we have such a person in Toronto?
In Toronto? I don't know.
You're a tzaddik.
No.
But Rabbi, is it possible to be...
for sure not.
To compartmentalize, or is it just has to be the whole person? In other words, can you be a Beinoni in one area?
Then you're still a Beinoni.
It's a package.
It's all or nothing. If there's any amount of evil that's really there, it's really there.
Yeah, even a little
I don't area. See how anyone... I mean,
what do you mean you don't see anyone?
To be what? To be a tzaddik?
It's not a Russia. Like never mind.
You're right.
Because
you're right. Sorry.
You have
a desire
for most piece of food
Jews.
That you don't need.
Most Jews are. Listen. The Beinoni overcomes it. Doesn't think about it. But
the Beinoni has the.
Many of us are Russia v'Tovlo.
Yeah.
Many of us are Russia v'Tovlo.
Class already.
We really like this world. We really have thoughts we shouldn't have.
It may even act upon.
And listen, if you said one drop of Lashon Hara,
you know,
So we're hopefully we're Rosh Vetovlo, we're trying to work into becoming a Beinoni. That's why you're seeing being a Beinoni is a hard job.
Yeah. That's why this whole book,
the book is called The Sefer HaBeinoni.
So when we talk,
Katanya is called, I don't know if it's in this volume, it's called The Sefer HaBeinoni. The first page, I'm sure they are here. Not this one. We remember the cover page.
Oh, just look on the internet.
No.
Oh, you're wanting with this book?
Yeah, you have to buy it.
Okay, it's called Tanya.
No, the cover page. No, they don't have, I don't know why they don't have it in this one.
Tanya, yeah.
Hasidus Mavoris.
Here. Look. See, it's called, this is the front page.
Yeah.
Likutei Amorim. Hanikar B'Shem Sefer Shel Beinonim. It's called the Book of the Beinonim.
That's with all the Siddiq commentary.
So really, that's what the Baal HaTanya felt. It was the Book of the Beinoni. Okay. To teach how to be a Beinoni.
You want
because most of the Chassidim were Beinonim.
Is what you want.
But what,